Happy Friday to you, and I hope you've really enjoyed the last weeks of teachings, and I hope it's helped you. So on Tuesday we did the video with three ways to step outside your comfort zone. I followed that up with a nice visualization to get you to literally imagine yourself moving out of that comfort zone. And yesterday I talked more in depth about the benefits of this and how it can help you. Tomorrow I'm looking forward to giving you the final meditation, which is really one to just bring you into a place of stillness and to connect with yourself and remember how truly powerful and magical you actually are. And I don't mean that in a trivial way either, by the way. I really do mean that. So I'm looking forward to you enjoying that meditation tomorrow. Today is Interactive Friday, so I have started from last week offering you the opportunity to text me today, Fridays only, to text me about where you're at in terms of your own comfort zone. Is there something you're particularly struggling with and need a bit of guidance or help with? Or are you wanting just to share with me maybe what steps you've taken or what you've learned over the course of the week? Or maybe just to share something that means something to you, or something, you know, that you've succeeded at doing in terms of your comfort zone that you'd like to share. You know, I'd love to hear from you. I found at the Interactive Friday last week, it was really, really good. I really enjoyed connecting with you all, because sometimes I feel like I'm, you know, doing all this content, but the connection just isn't there because I don't know if you're getting on well or how you are. So I loved the fact I could hear from you all last week, and so many of you got in touch. If you didn't get in touch last week, you please feel free to do it. It's completely private. It's just a text between the two of us. It doesn't go to anybody else and can be an opportunity just to share your thoughts on things. I also, just while I'm talking about this, would be really interested in if anybody wanted to share their story. So I mean, I can keep this anonymous, but I'd love to do this in the Facebook group, and even through my newsletter. If you wanted to write just a little piece, it could just be a paragraph even, on how you found It's Time For Me, how the lessons every week actually have an impact on your life in a positive way. And I don't mean this in a testimonial, but actually to share your story, just so to share where you were maybe before you started It's Time For Me, where you are now, how it's helped, or what kind of things you've done to make changes over the last little while. Some of you are members now for over a year and a half, so it's, you know, it's a good long time, and I'm really excited that you've stayed for that long. So I would love to hear from you. You could email me the story, text me the story, and if you didn't mind, I could share it on Facebook. Feel free for me to put your name, but of course I will keep it anonymous if you like. I just think that it's really good for other people to be motivated by other people's stories. I often try and give my own personal examples in this, not to talk about myself, but just to make it more relatable that I am going through the same things that all of you are. And I think sometimes it can be nice for other people to hear that and to feel that, you know, other people out there are going through the same thing as them. So if it was something you're interested in, do let me know. But for today, I wish you a great Friday and a really good weekend. So do get in touch with me by text, and I look forward to speaking to you through the course of the day. Have a great weekend.